The book of Job reveals a man who's very conscious of God, who at first did not see himself in the light of God's presence, and he could find nothing wrong with himself, although he certainly was very egotistical about his own righteousness, and he maintained it in the face of the ones that were round about him. He said that he felt that before God, that he was all right. In fact, he wanted to come into the presence of God and defend himself. And when he did, he found out he needed to repent. Now, that's not modern man by any means. The psychiatrist today has told modern man that the thing that's wrong with him is that his mother didn't love him like she should have. The problem is that his mother didn't paddle him as much as she should have. That, I think, is what's wrong with this generation now that's causing all of the trouble. But the problem is that the mother and the father neglected the boy and the girl. And that is the reason. Well, now I recognize today that a great deal of the problem is because of that. But you see, we can't blame this on others. We are trying to put the blame for our deficiencies and our inability and our sin, we're trying to put it on somebody else, and we're not putting it on the right one. Now, there is one who bore all of our sin, but until you and I recognize that we're sinners and come to Him, my friend, we're putting the blame on the wrong one. And I think it's pretty low for any man to put the blame actually upon his mother. That's a terrible thing for a person to do. So that we find today that many do that. Now we have here that problem, and modern man has a real predicament, and he's in great despair. But his problem is he's blaming his sin on others, and he has no place to go to find that comfort, because modern man today, with all of his materialism and secularism, and he's put around him every gadget you can think of. I was in the home of a very wonderful man. He's a Christian, but I'm amazed at the gadgets that he's got. In his bed, right at the headboard, there must be 25 different buttons he can punch. And he can have lights come on all over the place. He can have a bell ring. He can have doors open and doors close, and lights come on the outside. Never seen anything like it. Now that, to him, is a great security. And today, many of us have that. In other words, we have our blanket. You and I, we snuggle up to it. Why? Because modern man doesn't have a God to go to, doesn't have a Savior to go to. Now, Job did. And the fact of the matter is, God's putting him through the mill that will finally bring him into the presence of God. And today, modern man is being put through the mill, even with all of this affluent society, with all these modern gadgets, with all the comforts of life. Modern man is absolutely adrift on a piece of driftwood out in the midst of a vast ocean, and he doesn't know where he is, and he doesn't know where he's going. And that's rather frightening, by the way. Now, actually, there is beginning to come into the thinking of a great many folks that out yonder somewhere there is someone. And they've got a modern song, "Put Your Hand in the Hand of the Man of Galilee." Well, that's getting pretty close to it, by the way, but even that, I think, is missing it, because you've got to come to Him as a sinner, and you have to accept Him first as your Savior. And today I hear a great deal about, let's make our commitment. What is your commitment, by the way? If you think that it's a matter of just coming to Him and making Him, as I hear it, make Him your Lord and Master, He said there are going to be many that are going to say, "Lord, Lord," in that day. You don't make Him Lord and Master first. You make Him Savior. He died for you. And if you don't begin with Him there at the cross, you're not going to begin with Him anywhere. Now, that is the problem of modern man. That was not the problem of Job at all. Job could not understand why God permitted him to go through the mill as he did. And he did not recognize that he needed to repent. And he's very conscious of the presence of God all the way through. Modern man does not have that consciousness at all. Now, I've spent a little time with that because I consider that rather important, by the way, and we are going to see the book of Job from that viewpoint.